This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome to the Friday Flashback podcast. Kennedy, you shared with us on the show this morning that it was the end of the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yep, it was her last show. She said goodbye to the people, and after 19 seasons, she's going to take a break.
So I went into the archives, and I typed in Ellen DeGeneres to see if I could find an interview. I know we've interviewed her.
I don't know that we have.
Yeah, we definitely have.
I just
could not find it. I think it's on another hard drive or something like this. But when I typed in Ellen, another interview came up with DJ Tony. So he was the original DJ on the show.
Right.
Before
Twitch came in?
Before Twitch came in.
Okay.
And he is kind of the one that started this whole toxicity in the workplace movement behind the scenes at the Ellen show.
Yipes.
And we interviewed him. This was around the time where it was announced she was going to be on American Idol. And, the Ellen show at that point was a juggernaut.
I mean, it was until it wasn't.
Yeah, for a very long. I even kind of reference, I would TiVo the show every day.
Yeah.
That's how long ago.
So that's the
year. Do you
year
know what TiVo is, Annie?
Dinosaur.
Do you know what TiVo is?
Yes, I know what
TiVo was the jam back in the day. So, it's just interesting. Listen to him talk about the Ellen show, working there, and all the amazing things she used
all
to
right.
do.
Yep.
So here it is, our Flashback Friday podcast. This is DJ Tony from the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Hello.
Josh?
It's Carson.
Oh, hi, Carson. This is Melissa from the Ellen Show.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
What's up, girl?
Well, thanks for doing this, first of all. And I just wanted to see if you had any questions before I got Tony on the phone.
Do I have any questions before you got Tony on the
phone?
Can
we talk about his engagement to Russell Brand? Oh, wait, no, that was Katie earlier. Sorry.
Kennedy's the funny one on the show. I'm the attractive
one. I'll be here all week.
I take it you guys are good to go.
Keep your weight, Steph. Yeah, we're good.
Hold on one sec.
All right, thank you.
Tony?
Yes.
Okay, Carson and Kennedy?
Hello.
Okay.
Hi, Kennedy.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome back to the show, Tony.
Thank you. Welcome back to yourself. Who was under the weather?
Who was under the weather?
We couldn't do it last week, remember?
Oh, that was Kennedy. It
it's
wasn't
always
me,
dude.
Sorry, dude.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're back in good form.
Well, I wouldn't say she's back in good form just yet. You might want to wait until the end of the interview.
I don't do anything in good
interview.
Form.
I would say those are fighting words, Kennedy.
Bring it on, Tony.
All right, so the Ellen Show airs on WCVB, Channel 5, ABC at 9 a.m. It is must TiVo action for me every week. You don't know this, Kennedy, but this week is Yay May.
Uh-huh.
And she's got a bunch of things going on, obviously, because Ellen's now involved with American Idol. You've got a chance. If you go to ellentv.com, you can register for a contest where they'll fly you out there to see her show. And then it's a chance to go to see, I guess, the finale of American Idol or something. Is that right, Tony?
Yeah, you can get seats in the live studio audience for the finale of American Idol.
And also
in Yay May, there's, give a sweep, like we said, sweepstakes to give away great things, including a GMC Terrain.
She showed up at a woman's house the other day. And knocked on the door. Well, Ellen doesn't do it. She has.
Say, really? She was there?
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. The show does.
Team Ellen showed up.
That's right. What is the girl's name again that they hired that does all
Jeannie.
This? Jeannie. That's right. Jeannie. So Jeannie goes out of town, and she takes this new car with her, and they go and knock on the door. And this woman's just had a tough time financially. Mm-hmm. So they show up, and they have a huge, like $1,000 credit card they're going to give her, $1,000
cool.
or whatever. And the woman's just so excited. She's screaming up and down, and her kids are screaming, and it's just, like, it's really exciting. She's happy about the $1,000. What she doesn't know is behind her out in the parking lot, there's a freaking GMC car.
Right. We did that last week, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, right.
We have similar shows then.
Yeah, right. We think about it. You do it. You have a budget. We don't.
Hey, it's the thought that counts.
Indeed. What's it been like? I can only imagine like how with Ellen doing Idol and the show, that's got to be kind of tough on her. Has it affected anything about the show, or she just is a trooper and she continues on?
Oh, she's a trooper, absolutely.
Right.
An incredible trooper. Sort of when your fearless leader goes out and does that kind of a schedule, you have no complaints at all.
Right.
You know, I mean, she's pretty dynamic, she is. I mean, you know, she dances every day, and she's able to go out and do two shows, and, you know, she, you know, goes and does other stuff as well. So she's pretty good like that.
How's her back?
How's her back? Actually, do you know what? At the moment, it's good. Let's knock on wood. It's good at the moment. And she was saying the other day that she needs to strengthen her core to support the, you know, I guess the lower lumbar area. But yeah, she's doing well, you know, for now. Thank God.
I always feel like I know how her back is doing by the way she dances. Like if she's really into it, I can tell her back is feeling good that day. Mm-hmm. And if she if she does the dance over the table, I know she's like in tip-top condition.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she doesn't do it over...
perceptive. The other day, actually, she was doing a bit too much of a move, and her chiropractor called her and said, hey, take it easy.
Tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, coming back too soon.
Hey, we never get to see behind the scenes. What's it like, the audience interaction with Ellen and the celebrities when they're coming in? Kind of when of the stuff that we don't get to see.
Well, there's a lot of stuff on the website, actually, from behind the scenes. Like, there's a lot of audience dancing, which is the main thing that goes on during, you know, and before we start the show, during the show as well. It's truly like Club Ellen. People go nuts and wild, and, you know, it's really fun. And, you know, a lot of audience members, our guests are always commenting on how energetic and lively are audience members are, because during the commercial breaks, when they're sitting down or doing stuff or, you know, prepping for the next segment, you just see a frenzy of activity going on, all in fun and all good fun at that. So I think one of the common things that celebrities always say when they come to our show is, you know, hey, these guys are just so full of energy, which is a really good thing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've just been handed a note about how to strengthen your core. You should have Ellen sit on a gym ball.
While she's doing the show.
Instead of the couch.
Instead of the chair.
We haven't tried.
See, instead of the chair every day like she normally does, she should sit on a gym ball.
Are you a doctor, or did you stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
Apparently our producer is a doctor. He just handed that.
Your producer used to be a doctor.
Right.
Yeah, but then he thought he wanted to have, you know, less pay, more work.
Right.
So he came to work for us.
Is that how it works?
How many days a week do you film the show?
We film 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. We do two on Thursdays.
Right.
And like, for instance, this week, this is today being, when this airs, is going to be Friday, the show we tape today. And like, we have, yesterday was Mama's birthday, which is today, rather, is Mama's birthday.
Right, right.
In your market already, I believe,
yeah.
This morning. And we had Antonio Banderas, and...
Don't ruin it for me. I got to go home and watch it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, sorry. I won't tell you what happened.
Okay.
I won't tell you what happened, except for the fact that... You mean you didn't read the internet what happened?
No, I don't read about it because I want to see it when I get home. That's as soon as I get done with work, I go home and I watch it.
I'm teasing.
I was like, wow, what did happen?
Today we have Eddie Murphy, and, you know, tomorrow on Monday we have Jason Lewis from Sex and the City, I believe, and an American Idol cast off.
Right.
Actually, that's all today on Friday. And then tomorrow, Monday rather, I'm getting all my dates mixed up.
That's
all
right.
Like John Hamm, and we have Natasha Bedingfield, and, you know, and Simon Cowell's going to be on the show next week, as is, you know, Jack Johnson, one of my favorites, Diddy, Colin Farrell, Ashton Kutcher,
wow,
all next week. So it's going to be fun.
That's funny. We have all those people next week too.
They said they were coming to us after they leave Boston.
Indeed.
You know who we had on the show today?
Who did you have?
We had Katy Perry.
Oh, Katy Perry. I like Katy Perry.
She is awesome.
She's sweet.
One of my favorite guests, I got to tell you right now. Because she'll talk about anything.
Yeah, she's not like, don't talk about this, don't talk about that. She's very open and fun.
And if she is, if she does say that, then we just ignore it anyway. Plus, she's in a good place in her life. I mean, her career is going well. She's got a romantic thing going on with Russell Brand. They're engaged. So she's in a good spot. So it's fun to talk to her.
Good for Katy Perry. I like to hear good news.
Mm-hmm. We do too.
Who's your favorite guest on Ellen?
Wow, that's a hard call. That's a real hard call based on the fact that there's so many different guests we have. I don't think I could say I have one. I've had great experiences. Our great guests have been on the show that have just left me in hysterics.
Is there anyone that you haven't had on yet that you want to, that you would love to meet? Like your dream guest?
Bono from U2.
That would be good.
I think he's an incredible humanitarian and just an incredible musician. Yeah. I think he would be a good one to have on the show.
And Carson, but if you could have anyone on your show, what would it be?
Oh, on my show?
Or what, you want Ellen to have?
No, well, I have my favorite guest from the Ellen show.
Okay, who was your favorite guest from the Ellen show?
Kelly Pickler.
Oh my God, she's hilarious.
I love Kelly Pickler.
Yes, we know.
So funny.
She's hysterical.
So funny.
Yes, that's
we just need to just put the table camera on and just watch.
And Taylor Swift. I always think Taylor Swift is a good interview.
Taylor Swift is funny. Yeah. They're very cute indeed. Yeah, I mean, like the other day we had Steve Carell.
That was funny when she scared him.
Hilarious. He's just so funny. So, you know, I mean, I can't really choose one, but there are some moments that pop out from time to time, and, you know, it might be a returning guest, someone who's been there before, and they just do something totally left-wing, which is really fun.
All right, one last question before we let you go.
What is it?
Is Portia on the set, like, every day, or does she just come in occasionally?
When her schedule permits, she comes in. She, you might be surprised when you watch her birthday Today show what you see. In terms of
all right, I gotta go.
Good tease, Tony.
I gotta go home and hit the TiVo. All right, if you want to find out more about Tony, you can go to ellentv.com, and we'll also put up a link to his website on mix1041.com. The Ellen DeGeneres Show airs on WCVB Channel 5 ABC at 9 a.m. Tony, it was good to talk to you again. Tell Ellen
Thanks,
we said hello.
Guys.
Bye, Tony.
I will do.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.